fellow citizens of the podcast, just because I like blood, death, and destruction doesn't mean little ones do. You should probably have them leave the other room.
Welcome to episode 4 of Attention Deficit and Hyperactive Dragons. My name's Sebastian, and I play Xylas Ramsbottom, a level 2 high elf druid. A fun fact for Xylas this week is, I don't know what to call it, maybe like loincloth, but whatever the fantasy equivalent of underwear is, Xylas, sorry, this is a gross one, Xylas has been wearing the same piece of cloth for like his entire adult life that he just like takes off and rinses in a stream every week.
Once you got on this topic, I knew exactly where you were going with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you're a little gross.
Obviously.
Yeah, okay.
That was not apparent.
Yeah. I'm Caleb, and I play Dr. Rosalind Rose Thompson, Wood Elf Rogue. Fun fact for Rose today is her favorite drink is blackberry tea.
Okay, it's my turn. I'm Audrey, and I play Velvet, a.k.a. Vel, government name, Jessica Faraday, and she's a Heron Gone Ranger, and her fun fact this week is one of the things that she likes to do, it's like a relaxing hobby, is she'll go down to the nearest stream and like pick out the clay from the stream, and she'll make little tiny animals out of the clay and then just like bake it in the sun. So she has like all of these little animal figurines that she's made.
Where does she keep them?
Her backpack.
They're just in there.
She also likes to like leave them around the forest for like people to find.
But... See, that was going to be my question. Was it going to be one of those like kindness rocks that you just kind of leave?
Yeah.
Someone finds it and like their day improves.
But like the really special one she keeps.
Yeah.
Makes plus sense. 3 to your day improvement.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Daniel. I'm the Dungeon Master, and keeping with normal fashion, I can't think of something.
Still?
I can never think of anything. Okay. I'm reading about the when were boxer shorts invented, you know.
Wow, that's why you can't think of anything.
1925, by the way.
All right, well,
four
we're going to go
boxers.
We're going to go with the questions again.
I like the questions.
What's your favorite flower?
Flower? Oh, it's actually going to be a draw between irises, because they're fucking huge, like the big...
Yeah,
when big purple irises.
Yeah.
Cuz they're weird and they have all like the petals and stuff, and they smell so good. Or your simple garden variety, morning glory, because they're just like, you know, really basic small purple flowers, and they're very pretty. I like purple. Purple's a solid color for flowers.
I like morning glories.
A note on this episode: Daniel did not actually end the podcast right when we said he ended the podcast, and we're just picking up right where we left off last episode.
I'm a benevolent god.
Yes, he has the power to reverse and restructure time.
That's right. I can pull that plug right now.
You could?
I could.
Yeah. I'd probably...
Grandma would not be waking up tomorrow. Hey, Audrey?
You put the idea
There's
out there, Daniel.
There's also two buttons I can press.
Why would you put the idea out there?
They're trying to unplug the audio mixer. Anyway, we're going to jump in right where we left off before this gets too shenanigan-y.
Okay. I'm just saying, both sessions we worked that song in here. We should keep it up.
I'm sure we will work it into everyone.
So at this point, I'm going to switch from my long
It's like
sword.
An episode of Psych where there's always a pineapple.
The first like five names of the episode are like making my way downtown.
Yeah.
Walking fast.
No.
Faces past. And I'm homebound. And then
You hear the click, click, click of someone's shoes.
I'm going to switch from my my long sword to my short bow and ready it. And if it's someone who I think even remotely wants to hurt us, I'm gonna shoot at it.
Are you gonna look down the are you gonna look around the corner down the hallway?
How close am I to the corner?
You're like right on the corner.
What? Oh no, I'm gonna back up then.
What happened to the zombie?
Dead as fuck.
Oh, okay.
I sliced that bitch somehow. Yeah, I'm gonna back up. How far was it from where we were?
Like 20 feet.
20 feet. So then I'm gonna use I can use dash as a bonus action. So then I'm gonna dash back to the hallway of our room and just ready a bow.
Okay.
Kind of peeking out, just kind of like lean to the side like, oh, this is going to be fucking sucky.
Sweet. Sebastian, are you in the hallway or did you go into the room?
I'm probably still in the hallway.
All right.
I want to just like have a bow ready.
Audrey, you're just in the room, chilling. You hurt. Everything hurts.
I guess if I go back in the room, I'm going to tell her someone else is coming.
Life is pain.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, I have two silver hand axes. I have two silver hand axes. I just realized that.
I think your Warhammer might be better.
I know.
Is it 40K better?
in the far distant future of the Grimdark. I listen to a podcast that is entirely about Warhammer lore, and it is too good.
I'm gonna have.
Hate how much I enjoy it.
I'm gonna have my Warhammer ready.
Okay. As Sebastian and Caleb are, as Xylus and Rose are. Xylus is in the hallway. Rose is in the doorway. You hear the click, 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 click as one of these black cloaked figures comes round the corner, sword in hand.
Yeah, I'm just gonna.
He doesn't look so great. Like, there's a couple arrows sticking out of him and stuff.
Yeah, I'm gonna let one go. Just the one I had ready.
Roll to hit. Yep. I think you get a surprise attack.
Sweet.
Because he does not expect there's someone to be down here. There's
16.
Yeah, that hits.
Sweet. It's 5, but if it's a surprise, that means I can use my sneak attack. And so that's 7 damage.
Total?
Yep.
Cool.
I didn't roll great on my DP.
He takes an arrow to the stomach. Oh, and he starts sprinting.
Oh, boy.
Sebastian, you get one thing.
I had a question. Do you care about the minimum range of bows? Because I have a longbow and a short bow.
Not generally.
Okay, a longbow then.
Okay.
I'll just remove the short bow from the list then if you don't care.
Not too much. I know there's like a thing for crossbows within 5 feet.
Yeah.
But not if you have crossbows.
Okay. I'm going to roll to hit the longbow. 13.
Plus.
Oh.
Dex.
Shit. Yeah. 30. 16.
That hits.
Fuck yeah. 3 damage.
Cool. You hit him with another arrow.
Yep.
Audrey, you hear the twang of bowstrings down the hallway.
Would it matter if I use a silver arrow?
It would matter a whole ton.
Because I do have those.
That, sorry, I didn't specify. That's what I was using.
Oh, okay, good.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
That changes a lot.
Sorry, I thought without... I'm sorry, that's bad. That's on my part, let's assume. I even marked down
that
my two uses.
They're actually taking full damage with silver arrows.
Okay, I also want to hit him with the silver arrow.
Okay, how much...
You did 7 total,
okay,
yeah.
He's looking a lot worse than he was before. He's not looking so hot, but he's still charging.
Okay.
Audrey, sorry, Velvet.
How far away is he?
You're inside the room, so you're not entirely sure what it is, but you hear the twang of bowstrings and someone grunting very loudly.
And a moment of passion.
Can I also pull out my longbow and peek around the corner?
Yeah, sure.
And try to hit with my longbow?
Go ahead. Do you have silver arrows?
Did you pick any up?
I don't think I do.
Okay.
Which is quite unfortunate. However, you know what? No, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to throw a silver hand axe.
Oh, yeah, that works good. Okay.
Roll that shit.
17.
Is that
plus? 11 plus 6.
Yeah, that fucking hits.
17?
Yeah.
D6?
Yep.
Yay. 8 damage.
How do you kill him?
I would like to think that I threw it in such a way around the corner that it's kind of like flying horizontally and it just cleanly, very, very cleanly decapitates him.
Okay.
Yeah. So you want it to die or curve the bullet?
Oh, fuck. You curve the
Anyways,
bullet.
Anyways, that's what
and,
I'm
you know,
do.
It slices his head off and his body keeps running for a second, just yeah. across yeah. the floor.
Yeah.
He's dead.
Ah. Oh.
He bursts into ash.
Cool.
Catch him.
How far Gotta away? How far away is this?
By the time he died, he was like 5 feet.
Can I also use my bonus action to hop out and grab my hand axe?
I mean, he's dead. There's no one
I
else.
I would like to have my hand axe back.
Oh, yeah, you can grab your hand axe.
Can I go back to the room with my hand axe, or am I in the middle of the hallway now?
No, you guys are out of combat.
Am I able to get the
Okay, cool. I'm going to go grab my hand axe
out
and
of him.
Go back.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'll get Sick. My one arrow out of him.
Sick. Ooh, I want to pull my arrow.
You had two.
Yeah, you got to keep track of those silver
I
arrows.
I missed with my other one.
Mine, I had
I guess
down
I grab both
20.
Them.
Yeah. I don't...
Yeah.
Did you give us like 20?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Okay. That was the one I missed earlier in the room I'll grab too.
Okay.
Okay, now back to 20.
There's still some screams outside and stuff.
I want to look at the window.
You look out the window. It's the same kind of thing. There's a lot of these white-skinned minion creatures running around. You notice that some of them are actually dragging people down the street.
People on the street.
There's some more of these shambling people creatures walking down the street. More of these black cloaked figures. It's a nice little hullabaloo.
I look at both of my companions and I say, I would love to help these people, but you're both kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
6.
And how I do my best combat is either hiding or having a strong person to hide behind or next to. We're not in a great situation here. Do you guys just want to wait it out here?
I'd love to wait it
or,
out.
Or, I mean, I guess I could sneak down
Being
there
strong
and try to like,
you guys are.
Scout out. But Daniel?
Yeah?
He has one health. She has six health.
If anybody asks, because obviously we have to keep up. We have to keep up our very professional reputation of strong.
As you're saying this from outside here.
Hey, Ramsbottom, we killed like eight of these fuckers.
Yeah, no, but if anybody asks, it took us hours of combat to kill these guys, okay. Right?
Sure.
Right?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Or we just inflate the number we killed.
Or that, yeah, we were shooting from.
Yeah, we
did kill some people from up here.
We spread the ashes out a little bit.
I don't think anyone's going to come back looking at ashes. Especially when ashes are ashes. You don't know when the bodies, what bodies what. I think we're less concerned right now with our public image.
Listen, I have 6 HP, so yeah. Whatever option, whatever decision we make, as long as it's not go out and die, I'm going to go with whatever you guys decide.
So I think this is the move here is that you guys need to take a long rest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out of character, sorry. Long rest. I can if I'm keeping watch, can I take a short rest and just expend one of my hit die?
Okay.
So like they'll sleep. I'll keep watch, expend one of the hit die I have to recover the little HP I actually lost. Surprisingly, I didn't get fucked up. Thank you, by the way, Audrey, for taking the hit for me. Because I would have been dead.
You're welcome.
And is there, like, other rooms we can, like, sneak into so we have a door?
Yeah, probably.
Cool. Is there one across the room for us?
Oh, 100%, yeah.
Is the door locked?
No.
Sweet. I'm gonna go in.
Check it out.
No, there's no one in there. It's empty.
Sweet.
In there? Okay, cool.
Then I'm gonna lock it. Like reverse lock it. Use my lock kit to lock the door.
Okay.
Just take the time to do it.
Yeah.
And just stand looking at the door or on the bed or whatever with the longbow.
Do
just
you want me to move the heavy things?
Oh, that's a good choice. That's a good choice. Yeah. And then they can sleep and I will.
I'm gonna go find a corner and like do the crisscross, like legs in a pretzel. Crisscross
applesauce.
Like the extra double one.
Hands
too.
In your lap.
Where no
the, like yoga one the, where I can't remember the name of it, but your feet are like on your knees.
Yeah, both feet are like on my knees.
I used to be able to do that and then my knees got fucked up.
I can kind of do that.
I can still do it, but it hurts.
Yeah,
and it hurts. Can't I have to like manually take my legs out of it.
Twain.
So I was doing this. I'm gonna
train.
We live by a twain.
Gonna use one of my hit die and a short rest
train and
a drinking town. A drinking town with a railroad problem.
So you guys are hunkering down this room.
Fuck yeah.
As you're chilling, hanging out.
What time is it, Daniel?
It's like 1 a.m. Yeah.
About 4 hours.
Yeah, you guys got a solid 4 hours of sleep.
We did?
Really.
Oh, fuck.
No, I was going to say we have 4 hours for daytime.
No, you have 4 hours. Oh, never mind, yeah.
4 hours for daytime.
Four hours.
That was my point.
As you're sitting there. About 20 minutes passes, and then you hear on the door across the hallway from you.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm staying quiet.
Okay. Our old door?
Your old door.
Yeah. Our old door.
Sounds like someone is pounding on it.
We didn't.
You have no door.
Yeah.
So you hear just across the hallway, hello? Someone? Hello? Guys?
Did they get time to get the long rest in?
No.
Okay.
It's been like 15 minutes.
So I'm still going to just remain quietly.
Is there a way to identify the truthfulness of his words?
Yeah,
does he sound friendly?
Yeah,
roll
insight.
Insight. I was going to say, can I roll insight?
You guys are asleep.
I mean, we heard that, right?
You get woken up by
it. Okay.
That was really bad.
13.
I got a 7. Come on, Caleb.
What's your bonus?
12.
The voice sounds familiar, Xylus.
Okay. That's all I got.
That's all you got.
Is it Rickroll?
I was gonna say.
I'm gonna speak up and be like, "Hey, that guy sounds familiar."
Can I get up and go to the door to listen?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a peephole in the door, by the way.
Oh. There is. Can I look out the peephole?
You can look out the peephole.
Who is it?
Barricaded the door.
There's still a little.
Who is?
You can probably still look out the peephole.
Sure. Who is?
It's Rick Marshall.
Well, I'm gonna move the things out of the door, and I'm gonna open the door. I'm gonna go, Rick. Rick.
You move all this shit, and
I crack it open.
As you crack him, Rick.
He turns. Oh, I've been looking for you guys. There's shit going on.
I'm just like have this like scared look in my eye with like a finger up to my mouth and be, shh, and then I'm gonna like motion that he comes closer.
He walks up.
Yeah.
What's going on?
There's
some shit going on outside.
And inside.
I've seen.
We almost died. I almost died. Xylas did die. Xylas did die.
That's not spectacular. He has a voice. I forgot he has a voice. That's not spectacular.
No, Rick. No, yeah. It wasn't.
No. Oh, hey, how's it going?
As the only person who didn't almost die, I was terrified.
What's the plan, bud?
I was looking for you guys because there's worse shit going on outside. And we need some help.
Got a question for you.
Yeah, what's up?
They need healing. Can we solve that problem?
Yeah, I can solve that problem.
Thank you.
What's cure wounds do?
I think it's 1d8.
Hold on. Cure wounds. Yeah, 1d8. 1d8 plus 1 on touch.
Plus spellcasting.
My modifier's 1.
Oh. He's a higher level ranger than you guys.
Well, I hope so. I'm a zero level ranger.
He casts healing spirit.
On us?
Yes. So a ethereal grizzly bear appears in the room. And when you get close to it, you can heal 1d6 hit points.
Just 1d6.
You can heal. The spirit can heal a number of times equal to 1 plus your spell casting ability.
What does the spirit look like?
A big old grizzly bear.
We all go pet the bear, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Totally.
I'm so down to pet the bear.
As you walk up to the grizzly, he's wearing... Oh, he looks like Smokey the Bear, kind of. He's got the hat on with the with the green ranger clothes.
Ranger Rick's bear.
As you come walking up, he just opens his arms, and he just, like, hugs all of you at once, and you can all heal 1d6.
Oh, I'm good.
I love
plus
every
three.
Bear. I did that.
Xylas is so happy.
Oh, yeah. He's super fucking soft.
Oh, what a beautiful bear. Oh, you're such a magnificent creature. Mm. Oh, my God.
So, Daniel, since I'm not taking the healing, can he heal...
He can heal you guys for 1d8, though.
Another person? Okay, cool. Yeah.
1d8?
So roll 1d8 and add plus 3 to it.
I thought you said 6.
Oh, you said 6.
He did,
six.
But I'm not
He's
taking
not
it.
Taking any healing.
Because even if I didn't do the short rest, I'm still only down 4. So, like, prioritize people who are more fucked up than me. But I'm at
14
add 3.
HP.
Don't fight add 3, Caleb.
That's a 4. Okay.
I tried. I really did.
Listen, you're at 5 out of 12.
Can
you're doing
I also yeah, cast better. Cure Wounds on myself?
Do you have spell slots left?
We didn't long
we
rest. Did,
we had
we
15
didn't
minutes.
Rest.
Rest,
okay,
yeah.
Never mind.
So it was only 15 minutes. So that wasn't... Was I able to use one of my hit die?
No, because it requires an hour.
That's fine. I'll just replace it.
He can heal you guys more because it's 1 plus your spellcasting ability modifier number of times. So you guys can get more health from this bear.
So do that one more time.
So I can
time.
Do it again?
Yeah.
What was it? D8?
Yeah.
6. Okay.
What was it? Plus 3?
Yes.
Cool. Oh! 11 out of 12.
All right, you're doing better now.
Yeah.
Full health.
Sweet.
Fuck good. Yeah.
Right? Yeah, right. Okay, cool.
Thanks, Rick. You're bro.
Yeah, no problem. We gotta go outside.
What is your bear's name, Rick?
Chester.
Thank you, Chester.
Rar.
Head pats.
Rar. He's very fluffy and soft.
I love you, Chester.
He smells like vanilla.
Oh my god.
Rick, you wanna know what Rick smells like?
What does Rick smell like?
Rick smells like he smells like a incense cedar.
I was gonna say cedar, okay.
Yeah. He smells like pencils. It's awesome.
Pencils.
That's
not
what
like
pencils
graphite,
are made.
But like
some that
pencil wood.
Good.
Yeah, that's what pencils are made
that
of.
That good Ticonderoga.
Oh yeah, he smells. He smells. Well,
my first car was the Toyota Ticonderoga.
Legitimately,
I don't think
I'm
so.
Confused.
I believe Toyota does not make that.
I didn't.
That's the pencil.
I'm.
But it sounds right, right?
I'm confused.
No. Not at all.
It totally sounds right to me.
I'm confused.
It's a car name, but it's not.
Why is
he's just being a bone.
Beep. Just cut my own shitty joke.
But this
no,
are
that
Kansas.
Stays.
It's gonna be
okay,
right at this one.
What
so
do
yeah,
you
probably?
We should go kill some vampire people because they're kind of wrecking shit up.
Sounds good, buddy.
Because I've lost 4 rangers.
Well, you almost lost 3 more.
But you know it's not going great outside.
No.
A lot of vampires just everywhere.
Yeah. Okay. We know. Cool. This is the second time we've seen.
I'm
our buddy.
Feeling great. Let's go fuck some shit up.
All right, let's go.
Do you have any more spell slots?
Nope.
He is a druid boy, so he does have some melee.
Shit.
This might spell disaster.
Rick leads you guys. Are you following Rick, I guess? Are you following Rick?
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
So he leads you outside and just out in the street. It's bad. There's dead people everywhere. A lot of dead, like there's a lot of ash and stuff out here too from vampires, but it's not spectacular out here. There's a few dead people. As you run out in the street, like Rick is, oh yeah, Rick's wielding a shotgun.
I know.
Okay.
I'm jealous.
Nice.
I wasn't sure if you knew. Rick's got a shotgun.
I contemplated asking him if he had another gun, but he just saved our lives, so I'm not going to take guns from him.
Cool. You run out in the street and Rick's like, okay, here's what we got to do. We got it. And like he stops because there's this weird feeling you guys get as you run outside. Like you're being watched. I don't know if you guys ever get that feeling, but like when someone's just watching.
Like someone's watching you.
Someone is watching you. Because all I feel like somebody's watching me. All right. Cool.
You beat me to it.
I can get no relief. I'm going to do a perception check to see if I can't find who's watching us.
Yeah.
And why it's probably going to be the fucking Duke.
So yeah, you just got this feeling. Because it's also real quiet outside now.
I'm going
to turn around to Xylus and start like fixing Xylus's hair and making him look real cute.
Oh my God.
It's cocked.
Listen, we got to get you laid, okay?
Oh my God.
22.
For our safety.
For our safety. Oh, I mean, maybe, yeah.
A virgin sacrifice.
I'm just saying, we're assuming. Hey. We're assuming
listen,
that.
Listen, I was working on it with the dame in the last campaign, so.
That wasn't as hard for you. Okay, yeah. Like you just had to exist. Your character just
also,
had to exist.
But also, Daniel, a much worse situation.
Well, we don't know that yet.
Oh, no. Everything with Frederick is far worse.
Okay.
Audrey was going to.
Yeah.
It's like Hitler and Stalin. They're both bad, but one was worse.
Yeah.
22 for perception check, by the way.
Yeah, so as you watch Velvet turn around and begin preening Xylus. Standing at the very end of the main street, you see a large, imposing figure surrounded by several other figures cloaked in black. This large, imposing figure is quite tall, handsome, jet black hair. He has some stubble going on right now.
I believe in the last time that we did this, you said that his hair was like not quite.
That is right. It was like a mahogany brown.
Okay. Mahogany. Small like, details, man.
Like the color of your guys' floor. Like that nice mahogany. Yeah, right? Oof.
I'm going to turn to Xylus and be like, hey, your boyfriend's here.
You hear,
I'm going to turn around and go, I'm working on it.
You hear kind of a whoop. You heard his boner. No, but you see him standing at the end of the street towards the ranger station with several of his large cronies. Because the dudes in black are all like in that 6 foot range. And because I love tall characters, the Duke is like 6'10.
I'm taller than the Duke.
Oh, shit.
With ears. Whoa. With ears.
Oh, okay, with ears. I just to establish, I love tall bad guys. I don't know why.
No, it's good. It's like a Thanos.
I thing. Also love really evil bad guy ladies.
Of course you do.
Don't know why.
I'm gonna look at Rick and tell him that's the big bad guy. That's the Duke we were telling you about.
Ooh.
Yeah, he not great.
Doesn't look great.
So do we have a plan?
No.
Okay. Is running away an option?
Running away is always an option.
Where's the best place to run away to?
I'd say the ranger station, but he's kind of in that direction.
Fuck. Rick, you're killing me here.
This isn't good for me either.
So then, do we fight or do we...
could go to the police station.
I like this option.
Okay. Police station?
Where is the police station?
It's in the opposite direction down the road.
That's a good choice. Opposite direction.
I like it.
Okay.
Well, I mean...
Hey, Silas.
Hey.
Who to call
Jimmy
later?
Let's put our survival over you getting laid.
I was gonna say we can get you laid later.
Also, you're assuming this Lord Duke, the Lord of Duke, is bisexual or gay. We don't know.
I don't know.
He could be fully heterosexual.
Xylus, it just is
sounds like it's my turn. Wait.
Scared and attacked.
There's two of us. There's two of us now.
I'm so sorry.
I'm a little confused, but okay.
Caleb, one of us has to choose the Duke.
So,
oh shit.
So, Daniel, you're like, oh, we're assuming something.
Yeah.
So
I get it.
I was just like, oh shit, I guess it's my turn. Then she turned to me, gave me a look. She's like, oh wait, there's two. And I fucking just lost it.
I understand now.
Anyways.
Did nobody catch the Jimmy reference?
I didn't.
Nope.
Hear anything at all.
Okay.
Jimmy?
Okay. No, basically Xylus is saying running away is a great plan, Jimmy is like otherwise.
Little Xylus?
Xylus
Jr.?
Little Xylus?
Yeah.
Jimmy,
yep, yeah, no.
Okay. Xylus is snake, try to snake.
I don't need to name my fictional character's dick. I don't need to do that.
Just okay. Little man.
Rick. Police station.
Run. All right. And he's
a good option.
This way. And he begins booking it down the street.
I'm following.
I'm just going to start hopping. Yeah. Some long hops.
Are you going to hip to your hop?
Hippity hoppity. Hip hop. As you got, Xylus, are you making your way down the street?
Making my way
downtown. Walking fast, faces pass when I'm homebound.
Rick,
you guys keep beating me to it.
Oh, I had it when he said it. But
Rick turns to you.
I had it too.
Rick turns to Sebastian, just blows his head off. He's like, "We're not allowed to do that anymore."
Oh my god!
No. As you guys
copyright the gun is named copyright claim,
copyright infringement. As you begin running down the street, you hear a voice ring out throughout the entire city.
Hello,
citizens of the city.
Lisp.
Fucking working on it.
He's building up, building up.
Citizens, it takes me a hot second to get the voice.
Citizens of the city.
Citizens of the city. Hear me now. And Rick freezes. He's like, fuck.
Keep going.
Citizens of the city, hear me now. My name is Lord Duke. And I am here to claim stake on the land. You are no longer the citizens. It's called the harvest. Rick's like, I don't like the sound of this, guys.
Yeah, it's fair, but hey, Rick, I don't care about this city. I'm fine just abandoning it.
Cattle of the city, this current calling will high tide us over for now, but soon we'll be back for more. So I suggest you be ready, because we must grow our strength for the upcoming event. Please, next time, do not fight back. It will only get worse. You have 2 weeks before we return. And he cloak and they walk away.
My immediate thought is, fuck.
I hate it.
My second thought is, you want to date an asshole.
You are all assuming.
Rick looked at you.
A little bit, yeah.
You currently have a boner. I'm just.
Like fucking 80 degrees. Coming out.
I can currently see you pitching a tent.
Yeah. You are all assuming.
Yep.
I believe in the separation of sexual attraction and willingness to date and agreeing with the person themselves.
Body language, babe.
That's fair.
Body
you know what?
Language.
You know what? I'll give you that.
I've explained it the fucking boner here.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'll give you that. But I will counter with, he's still an asshole.
Yeah, agreed.
I got nothing. I'm so sorry.
Do you want some of his toxic love?
He's scary sexy.
That's a different kind.
That's a different kind.
I agree. There is a point where it's like, you're very pretty and really scary. So that does just...
That's the dame, too.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
She's, like, mean.
She's just toxic. Like, she's not scary. She's just, like, that toxic crazy high.
No, I think she has moments of both.
I don't think she... Has she ever been scary?
She's threatened to murder everyone I care about.
There's a difference between being scary and just threatening.
Swamp House?
Okay, true.
I would say there's a key point of the threat being scary. Because if a threat isn't scary, you're not worried about it.
There's like, I'm going to keep you as my sex slave, toxic, scary, hot. And then there's like just scary hot where it's like, I'm going to leave you in this house of horrors. Whether or not you live is no...
Back on this campaign.
So I guess bottom line is Frederick was toxic hot. He's just scary hot.
Ram's bottom line.
I think he's also toxic.
But he hasn't been like fully toxic yet.
He's murdering a town.
I think we're thinking of different types of toxic.
That's just evil.
Yeah, he's just evil. She was toxic and evil. She was 100% of those people that just.
We
like,
don't know this guy very well yet.
Tomato, tomato.
Anyways,
Rick, we need to regroup. Anyone who's still alive.
Yeah, we do.
Make a choice.
Yep. Yep.
So, like town meeting in the middle of the street type of deal, or
no? The I've already talked with the mayor. Going into Rico voice. I know. I've already talked with the mayor. Why don't we go back to the ranger station? Because it seems like they're leaving. And as like, you know, everyone is, there's no more of these little minion guys, no more of the big cloaked guys around, and the Duke and all of his brohams are leaving. Not the Duke, he's the Lord of Duke.
Okay, Rick.
Yes.
So he basically propositioned, threatened the whole town. And we're like saying that everybody in the town is going to die. Should we not involve the citizens of the town? Like,
let's try not to scare more people than we have to.
But like, should we not give them a knowledge so that they have free will? I think
they heard that.
Like, what if there's people in the town that, like, want to fight back? And then we can create, like, a little citizen army civil
situation. Did you not just witness what went down?
I did just witness.
They just kind of came in.
In this situation, bureaucracy is not necessarily the solution.
I think the problem is... like, they just kind of walked in and wrecked shop.
Yeah, but like, who the fuck is the mayor to make decisions in this situation?
Look. We had a talk. The mayor and I had a talk, along with several other council representatives. You guys are just out in the street right now, so we're just talking about this.
Yeah.
We had a talk with the mayor. We do not have the resources of any capacity to deal with this fully. So we were gonna see if you guys could possibly lend a hand, help us deal with this situation.
Which is why I'm saying also we should give the citizens choice to maybe step up if they want to.
No, that was, we were, listen, they know. People know. They're going to know. We still have the greater issue of vampires.
So I think you both have valid points. And I actually really like what Violet's saying.
Fine, my name's not Violet, thank you.
Fuck! Velvet, sorry.
Sweet Velvet.
God damn, I'm bad with names. But I think right now we should focus on what the four of us are going to do, and then focus on what everyone else is going to do. Because if we don't have a plan, then no one's going to have a plan, and we don't need like 50 people coming up with a plan. Let's just focus on the four of us, then get anyone else involved.
Okay, Rose, what's your plan?
That's a valid point. I don't have one. Yet.
Smiles into the mic.
This whole time, I probably have like my back to you guys, and you just hear like just some deep breathing. Just, I'm just trying to like de-pitch the tent.
Thinking of dirty tractors.
I was just gonna say tech.
But I also don't think staying in the street is the best place to argue about it right now.
By the way, that doesn't work for me.
Yeah, you tried the solid tractor method.
I did.
So Sebastian's tractor,
tried and true tractor method. I'd like to hear that tractor go put put.
She thinks my tractor's sexy.
You know what? Tractors can be sexy, okay?
Maybe lock them doors and turn the lights down. Maybe
like a nice John Deere, but like...
Are you telling me a Caterpillar bulldozer just doesn't do it for you?
No, those are fucking cool.
Okay.
There's a very specific, like, gross tractor vibe I think of.
Ranger Station.
Sorry. Ranger Station?
Sorry.
I think so. But I'm only one of three boats, so...
Is that... Did you say that in character?
Yes.
I mean, he looks, he's like, I told you guys what's going on is we need your help. We're not like Isladel or Atla where we have a massive standing army to deal with this shit. We don't. There's a lot of dead guards.
Would it be possible to get help from Isladel?
Maybe. The vampires. It's the big problem.
Yeah, yeah, no, this is all apparent. Regroup.
Okay.
Just saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Ranger Station, go.
He's just starting. Yes. Okay, he just starts walking towards the Ranger Station. As you guys walking down the street, there's just dead bodies everywhere, piles of ash and shit. And you walk onto the Ranger Station, and
before that, yeah, when everyone's walking,
yeah,
we gonna lag behind a little bit,
yeah,
and loot some bodies.
Okay.
Fox.
How do you always remember?
Because listen,
because video games.
Because yeah, some much. People are just always ready to loot the bodies. So you find a myriad of weapons. None of them are silvered, sadly. Yeah,
don't need them.
You ready for this?
Yep.
You find a dead ranger.
Dead ranger?
He's got a shotgun.
Yes! Is it pump?
It's brick barrel.
What?
It's a brick barrel.
Like singles shot?
Break, no, break. Side by side.
Side by side.
Side by side.
Double barrel.
Double barrel.
Do I find any shells? I was
like, that'd be a shitty shotgun, just a single.
They do. I almost bought one.
Yeah, they have them.
You get 10 shells.
Sweet.
Probably like maybe 20 gold total just amongst the dead.
Yep. At a time more convenient that Rick doesn't see me, I'm gonna split the gold between a party.
Uh-huh.
It's 20 gold, so uh-huh, like six each. I'll give the other two seven.
Okay.
I probably, from the poker game, I've made gold, so
okay. That's the only exciting thing you find. There's just other weapons and armor and shit laying around.
Is there any like studded leather? Studded leather armor?
Maybe.
Do you want me to roll a luck check?
Yeah, go ahead.
I got a 12.
Nope.
I didn't think so. It's 3d4 for the shotgun, right? Or 44?
44. Plus strength. So you guys make it back to the Ranger Station. As you approach the Ranger Station, you notice that the door of the Ranger Station has been torn off its hinges. And on the front porch was Lady Elven Ranger that was reading a book. She's not alive. She's very dead.
Sad.
Rose goes up to her, just like her eyes open.
Just, yeah, I'm just going to see.
She just closes her eyes and it's like, boop. She was a nice lady. We talked for a second.
You go inside the ranger station, and there's several piles of ash and a large full orc ranger standing behind the counter with a shotgun. Just chunk,
chunk, chunk. Hey.
Greetings.
Name's Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
Glad you're alive.
Mm-hmm.
Good seeing you.
Yep.
I mean, this is the first time we met, but a friendly face is a friendly face.
Hi, Rick. Oh, hey, Bobby.
I go for a high five.
He gives you a gentle just high five.
Good.
Look, Rick leads you into the back room. He pulls out some, like, you know, crappy coffee cups and starts pouring some coffee and shit out. And he's like, all right. So, like I said, we have a problem to deal with, and we need your guys' help to deal with it. How you want to deal with it is up to you, but we got, I don't know how long.
So, if
he said 2 weeks.
2 weeks before the next culling.
Yeah.
But we could do shit before that.
Yeah. But he also mentioned some great event.
So if I'm hearing this right, perhaps you are saying we may utilize your resources of the town and take care of this problem and potentially become heroes saving a town?
Okay. We don't got a lot, man. We have money. That's about it. I like it.
Money can be used for a lot of
things. Can be used, but we also have to pay for things. We have to keep the town running.
So what is your expendable budget?
A bit, but we also have to, you know, keep the town running.
No, expendable budget.
Do you want me to go get the city accountant?
Also, what's the point of having a town budget if there's no town left?
This is true.
Sounds like it's like uncertain times, so it's like...
Yeah!
Yeah.
Do some like wartime powers type of thing.
Not really. It's a complicated situation, my man.
Rick, let me ask you this.
Yeah, what's up?
Have you guys encountered vampires before?
No. There was vampires. You guys can all roll history check on vampires of the area if you want. But as Rick says, like, it's been a long time since there have been vampires.
I got a 3.
Ooh, 8.
8. Caleb.
17.
17. Caleb, you know from your studies back at school, you had history classes and stuff. You know that on this coast, in this area, along the whole coast, there has been colonies of vampires that have lived here. But that was pretty far in the past. And over time, they have, as people have settled here, the vampires have been culled away and murdered. Because people don't like vampires, because vampires are assholes. So it's been probably a couple hundred years since the last vampire, like, solid vampire sightings. For a time, vampires were common, but after many efforts from the people who moved here and the cities, they're not as common anymore. I mean, there still are vampires, but not in the numbers that there used to be.
Is there a town historian that might know about this?
Do you say this out loud?
Yes.
Oh, Rick goes, oh, you could go talk to the town archmage. He might have some information.
Cool. And then I'm asking you, Daniel.
Yes.
How much money were we supposed to get from...
Oh, shit.
Right. From our, like, original job? Was it 200 gold?
Did we even complete it?
No, but they'll pay you.
But
you get 200 gold apiece.
Sweet. So I have a plan. I'm just going to be like... I have a plan. I'm going to go do that.
So here's the situation. Here's this. We have money that you guys can utilize, but we don't have tons of it. And we don't have the manpower, army, and any sort of the manpower to deal with a situation of this scale.
Can I say it's safe to assume that I'm still going to get my $200 from the original job?
Yes.
Perfect. I'm going to walk out the door.
Okay.
I'm going to go to the blacksmith.
Okay. One sec.
Am I?
One sec. You too. What are you up to?
I'm going to ask Rick one question before I follow along with Audrey.
Yes.
We talked about the bigger city.
There's...
I can't remember the name now.
Isladel. And there's also Kaylee. Like,
but Isladel's probably the closest one.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's Isladel and Kaylee.
Kaylee's closer?
Yes.
So have you guys talked? I'm guessing you have.
This is the... Before this exact moment in time, vampires were not a problem.
How was your guys' relationships with the other cities?
Oh, I think generally good.
Okay.
You'd like export lumber and stuff,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's...
So
buy a lot of lumber.
Can we... I don't know what the right wording for this to be, but like talk to them, send out messengers, try to say, hey... Shit's going down. We need help.
You guys could probably go there, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How far?
How far?
Caleb, that's a you question.
How, I guess, how far are the cities?
Oh, Kaylee, it's like a 3 or 4 day train ride.
Uh-huh.
What perhaps might be in it for us? Is it just the title and legendary or money? Or,
I mean, we'd be willing to pay you quite handsomely. The title, definitely. You'd be saving quite a lot of people.
I'm down.
Okay. Rhino, we're just trying to solve the problem of vampires, my man.
Down.
Okay.
Just want to take a little pause for a second. I know we're not doing side conversations, but I didn't want to interrupt what you guys were doing. I'm giving...
You giving her money?
No, I'm giving her the shotgun.
Okay.
Because it's wasted on me because I have a +1 strength to damage and roll. So yeah. It's not my thing. So I found it, and as much as I have a love for guns and shotguns, and with how good shotguns play in this, it's just not my thing.
Yeah. I need to get a gun.
Now that I'm thinking about it, you do automatic hits close enough. It's better used.
The ranger should probably have the shotgun.
Better used. Yeah. We'll find another gun.
Yeah.
I'll get it or something. My sneak attacks, that would have been great.
Broken with sneak attack.
I have the plan.
I'm glad.
So... are you guys off going doing your shiz?
Yeah. I'm just gonna follow.
Audrey, since you left quite a while ago, where are you off to?
The blacksmith?
You go to the blacksmith.
The tiny minotaur man?
Yes.
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 I'm gonna enter and go.
He's currently not there. The forge is not lit because it is like 2 in the morning.
And also hello? There's just an attack.
It's just, hello, you're...
What? What's that?
And like from around the corner you see kind of a tall, lanky looking human teen.
I'm so sorry to intrude and interrupt her.
Hi,
are you the blacksmith?
No, I'm an apprentice.
Okay.
Yeah?
I was going to ask the blacksmith a question. I was going to give him kind of like a proposition.
Okay.
Or him or her. Is Can I ask you, do you have...
Yeah, probably.
Okay, so here's my question. So I am working with the Rangers, the Ranger Station, Ranger Rick.
Yeah.
And he has offered 200 gold for a job. And then we encountered all this vampire business.
Yeah.
I'm still definitely going to get the 200 gold.
You already have the 200 gold.
I already have the 200... Okay, yeah, we do. I have the 200 gold. So I was going to... offer the blacksmith half of my earnings for any of the silver weapons and ammunition that he is willing to give, plus any of the stuff that I don't use, I'll give back.
I think right now we kind of have a hold on any silvered items.
A hold?
Yeah. I can't make that decision for him, but I think after tonight he might have an uptick in demand for silvered weapons.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, from who?
Everyone. The citizens of the town?
Here's the deal, though. Is my group are the ones who have been contracted to deal with this issue.
He looks very concerned.
And I
would kind of
say,
stressed out.
I would say, I'm sorry for that. However, I'm saying this is a pressing matter.
Yeah?
I would say maybe my use of those items... might take a little bit more precedent. Might be a little bit more important.
I can sell you a silvered weapon.
What about arrows?
Yeah?
How many arrows?
However much we have in stock right now.
How many do you have in stock?
We got like 50 arrows in stock right now.
How much gold is that?
100 gold? Wait, hold on. It was 1 gold for, I think, 5 bullets. So arrows are easier and cheaper to make. So probably 20 gold?
Sick, I'll take.
Okay. He just like hands you these metal containers full of arrows.
Do you have any silver bullets? Specifically shotgun shells?
We got some shotgun shells in stock.
How many?
Silvered ones? 10? Yes.
You have 10?
We got like a box.
How much?
2 gold.
Sick, I'll take them.
That math is not right for the arrows. Fuck, okay, so it was 1 gold for 5 rounds. arrows are cheaper, so it's probably like one silver for five at 50. Five gold. Okay, so it's going to cost you 5 gold for the arrows, and then probably 2 gold for the shotgun shells.
Oh, so only 7?
Yeah.
Only seven. Okay, what about weapons? Silvered weapons.
Yeah, we got silvered weapons.
What do you got?
What do you need? At this point in time...
I got what you need.
Caleb and Sebastian, what are you guys up to?
I also have long swords and weapons that will do the same damage.
What do I have? What? Is that what your question? 20 silver arrows and a silver dagger.
Did you say we got in there now?
Yeah. So yeah, I'm sure you see her standing at the door of the blacksmith or whatever.
How much did you say for a rifle?
I believe it was 400 gold.
How much for 3 silvered short swords?
20 gold.
Sick, I'll take them.
3 of them?
I'm going to wait till Audrey's finished. 20 gold each?
Yeah. 20 gold each?
Yeah. Because it's 10 gold for a normal short sword.
It's 20. Are you so 60? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take them.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna go. Thank you.
Welcome.
And then I'm gonna go. Do you know where the archmage?
Oh, something rather. The archmage of the town.
Yes.
So you're gonna take Oak Street. You should just follow it until it stops.
Sweet. I'm gonna head that direction.
Okay.
Out of character for a second. Do you have a name for the Archmage?
I do. I have a whole thing written. I'm really excited for the Archmage.
I was going to say you can name him Franz Ferdinand.
Franz Ferdinand?
Yep.
Like the...
Archduke Ferdinand.
Yep.
No, he's far better.
I know. But that was... When she said Archmage, it reminded me of Archduke. I'm going to go up to the apprentice.
Well, hi.
Hi. I was here earlier.
Yeah.
Your boss said 400 for a rifle.
Yeah.
But I think time's needs, and I'm a hero, and we're trying to do some important things.
Fuck.
So I can offer you like 300 gold for it.
Caleb?
Yep.
Roll persuasion at advantage.
Sweet.
Sebastian, you buying anything? Doing anything? Hey, did you just follow Caleb's character?
Yeah.
Okay.
23.
Fuck.
I do two things good.
You rolled a 12.
Do things well.
Thank you.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. So even at my other role, still would have been. I have a +8 to persuasion.
Jesus.
Daniel. I've learned.
God damn it.
I learned from the mistakes of our last campaign.
Yeah, I can give you a discount.
Thank you. Also, can I get some bullets, civil bullets for it?
Yeah.
And some non-civil bullets, of course.
Okay.
How much is that going to run me?
How many silver bullets do you want?
How much do they cost? How about that?
It's 1 gold for 5.
1 gold for 5. Probably. 30. So 1 gold for 5 is like 6.
You buying anything, Sebastian?
What are you buying, Caleb?
I'm buying a rifle.
Oh, fuck. Oh, right. Does he have any shotguns?
Yeah. That's 200 gold. No, wait. 300, I believe.
I thought it was less than the rifle.
I just want to make a note. I was going to share the short swords and the arrows.
Yeah.
But if you also want to buy more,
my friend here is also a hero.
Abundance is good.
Okay,
and like I think like 150 because 200 for the shotgun, or
I think it was like 300.
Can we do like 200, maybe 250?
Yeah.
Do you want me to do another roll for
no?
Okay. With silver bullets?
No.
How much are silver bullets?
It's 1 gold for 5.
How much do non-silver bullets cost?
Like a copper for 5.
Sweet. Gonna stock up on those.
Okay, I want that shotgun for 200, right?
Okay.
You're welcome.
Okay, shotgun for 200. And then 1 gold for
5 silver bullets, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
That's expensive.
I'll spend 5 gold, so 25 silver bullets.
Okay, now keep track of that shit.
Yeah.
This isn't like arrows where you can just fucking have them. No.
Okay, 25 silver bullets and then regular bullets or whatever.
Okay, yeah. You don't really have to worry too. Actually, shotgun shells you do have to worry about.
Level 30, that should be chilling for a while.
Yeah.
How much was that? Like 1 gold or something?
1 silver per 5.
I'm just going to put 1 gold.
So, just for the record, I'm buying 30 of silvered bullets and buying like 40 normal bullets for my rifle because they're coppers and I have a lot of copper.
Copper?
You said copper pieces, right?
No. It's 1 gold for 5 silvered. 1 silver for 5 regular.
Oh, I thought copper.
I mean, it's not expensive.
No, I'm just not have to redo some math. That's all.
I mean, it's, you know, you're firing. It's one. It's essentially $5 for five large rifle rounds. Essentially 303. You know exactly what gun you have, Caleb.
Yes. Good old friend's back.
Audrey, while these guys are negotiating and fucking essentially robbing this blacksmith of stuff, what are you up to?
I'm going to the Archmage, going down Oak Street.
Oh, shit. Okay. You're going to wait for your friends? You're just going to go for it.
I told you I have a plan and I'm enacting the plan.
All right. Let me go. Got to go forward a couple pages, audience.
Oh, great.
Oh, shit. I did forget to tell you guys that before you left, Rick did tell you that while you're working on this quest, you do get a room to stay in for free.
At the inn?
It is in a local, it's a house. Local house. Yeah.
Sweet.
So if you want to, you can go.
Cool.
Crash.
Good to know.
What were the stats for the rifle? Was it the same as...
It's like a D12, I think.
I think so. So I was just finding the stats I had for last campaign. What I have here is 1D12 plus 4.
Okay, yeah, that works. So you're just trekking it out there?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. You find Oak Street, and it's like 3 in the morning. I'm telling you no. What I'm trying to tell you is you might want to go take a long rest.
I was just going to say...
Because there might be some shit planned for the Archmage that... might kill you.
Fine. Okay, I'll go back to the house that we have.
Okay.
Take a long rest.
Sebastian and Caleb, are you you guys got what you needed?
Yep.
You robbing this guy of anything
I'm
else?
I'm not robbing him.
We're heroes, so you should give us shit for, you know, not free, but at a discount.
Well, a hero's discount, especially if we just save the city once and...
I'm gonna go save it saved again. The city.
Hey.
Saved the city by barricading yourselves in your room.
We killed plenty of them. But yeah, I'm going to go in to that room or the house and take the rest that we need. Okay. Finally.
So you guys go to bed. Oh, so you go to the house and it's a medium-sized house that is owned by a pleasant halfling couple. They usher you inside and they take you out. You guys have a room in the attic, and it's a nice little attic room. It's all one room except there's a bathroom. There's some, you know, bunk beds, and each bunk bed has a foot locker. In the center of the room, there's a small wood stove that you can cook on and use to heat. There's a sink and stuff. It's pretty nice for what you're getting. Yeah, it's got all the amenities you will need for living.
Living is good.
Yeah, living is nice. Are you guys all, I'm guessing you all meet back up in the room.
Mm-hmm.
You're now armed to the teeth.
Good.
Yeah. You guys going to bed?
I'm going to do some research notes and journaling for the day, but okay. Then, yes, sleep. Okay. Sleep's important.
I want to hit that long rest button.
Fuck, I still keep forgetting to tell you things. Besides the Archmage, if you're looking for a history of the town, there's like a local records keeper and stuff like that, too.
Good to know.
Yeah.
We'll do that in the morning.
Okay. And so, Caleb, I guess you would know... you can probably, if you're looking for information about the area, you could probably hit up the university in Isladel, because you know that exists.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Or if you really wanted to, because you know there's an extensive-ass library, you could make your way back to Atla University, but that would be a while.
I wish we had that kind of time, but we don't.
That would be a 10-day trip.
Yeah, we don't get that kind of time.
We got 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Ain't no one got time for that.
We knew a fancy wizard or something trying to get over there real quick. 10 days
there and back is more than 2 weeks.
Yes. Yeah.
I just, those were things I forgot to let you guys know about.
That's
there's more options for getting information besides the Archmage, but that's just what I remember. So you guys go to bed.
Yep.
You sleep mostly delightfully. So you got to get that full 8 hours. It's like 12 when you wake up. 3, 4. Oh, fuck. Why can't I do math?
11,
thank you. You wake up around 11. There's a small window in the room. Some nice warm light is pouring in. You can see there's a thick fog hanging over the city. It's pretty nipply outside. But the room's well insulated, so it's not too bad in here.
All right, so I'm gonna get up and I'm gonna see if Rose is awake.
Oh, yeah, I'll wake up immediately.
Yeah.
No problem with
that. Okay, yeah.
I'm meditating in a corner.
Okay. There is a bed you can sit on.
Nope, legs pretzel corner.
Okay.
Archmage.
Sounds like a good plan.
You want to go check out the records?
Yeah, sure.
And then we can like meet back. Sorry, Daniel.
Don't mind me. I'm just looking my notes here.
Sick. You awake?
Yeah. Or... if she's talking, I'll probably pop my eyes open.
Silas, what are you gonna do? You want to tag along with somebody? You want to like go figure out something else?
I don't like being alone.
I think the Archmage. Okay.
Never had friends before.
Ah. I'm gonna
making some assumptions here, buddy.
I'm gonna go see the Archmage. I think Rose is gonna go see the Records Keeper.
I think the Archmage is probably more important. Probably two of you should tackle.
Do you wanna come with me?
I wanna go see a mage.
Alright. Cool.
Sorry, I was a little groggy. I would love to go see a mage. That sounds delightful.
We are just so spectacular with accents.
On our best behavior with the Archmage.
Are you assuming I would not?
No, I'm just saying for both of us because I know we can both kind of
get a little rowdy.
We get a little rowdy. Yeah, we fuck shit up together.
Maybe,
yeah.
Yeah, we have the goal of saving the tower.
But maybe. How about the goal this time is just to be as polite and kind as possible to the person that's probably.
Don't be a dick, Sebastian.
The scariest person in the city, potentially.
Reasonable.
I'm going to very unsurely just nod my head. Okay. All right. Okay. Archmage, let's go.
Archmage.
Yeah.
Okay. Caleb, you guys all like heading out at the same time?
Yeah.
You having breakfast or anything?
I'm going to grab a quick breakfast. It was like some toast or like a
I forgot. Croissant. We're doing food, aren't we?
Is there something easy to grab?
Maybe. You have your rations.
There's nothing easy to grab. In like,
as I say, there's nothing at the house?
Nothing at the house.
You missed morning breakfast with the family.
There's a family?
Yeah. Oh, did you not hear it? You guys are living in the attic of a pleasant.
So we just like don't get food because we woke up at the wrong time?
You know what? No, if you... Are you guys heading out? I have a thing.
Sure. Yeah, I would like to head out.
As you guys start to exit the room, you realize looks like someone has slipped a letter underneath the attic door.
What does it say?
Are you opening the letter?
It's yes.
Simple. You open the letter and it's a pretty simple letter. It has... it's just written on some thick parchment and it's just scribbled out in some pretty not spectacular handwriting, pretty messy, but you can decipher it. It's pretty much saying, someone is requesting your presence at the lighthouse up the coast.
Oh.
This is intriguing. This piques my interest.
It also piques my interest. I think we do the two things we have planned today and then head out.
How far away is the lighthouse?
You have no idea.
Ooh. Well, we know some people. We can ask some questions.
Is the family in the house, like mm-hmm. up and around?
Yeah, you hear people moving around downstairs.
Can I go find someone downstairs and ask them about this lighthouse?
As you go downstairs, you see that the there's two halfling children. As you walk downstairs, you see two halfling children bolt outside to go play, and you see the mother come and as you get close to the bottom of the stairs, the halfling mom. Comes walking up to the stairs wearing an apron and going, oh, quite a late wake up how you're having today, aren't you? Are you hungry? Would you guys like some breakfast?
Yeah, I'll take anything that's easy. Okay. You don't have to.
Some toast, eggs.
Yeah.
Dear, would you like
to absolutely, thank you. Do you have like any fruit?
Yeah, of course.
That's lovely. We'll thank you.
Some leftover, some breakfast.
Oh,
we didn't
think thank you so amazing. Much.
We famished.
She roots around in the icebox and pulls out some fresh fruit and she puts some toast on the toast and cooks up some eggs and stuff. And
she puts some toast on the toast.
You know,
I'm sorry.
I'm trying my hardest, okay?
I know, I'm
God, Audrey!
Takes a swig of beer.
Careful. Oh!
He did the thing where he put the beer down too quick and then it started foaming up the neck. And very expertly handled that foam, I might say.
Well, I had to make sure the foam was gone, so I had to drink some of it.
Yeah. Okay.
She sits you down at a table, and you have a pretty nice breakfast of toast and bacon and eggs, and there's some fresh fruit for you, Caleb.
I say, this is the most fantastic meal I've had in about I look at, I don't have a watch.
Your non-existent wrist
watch. Like, bold, like, Sharpie on my wrist. In about 10 years and 9 months.
Oh, good. Good. I'm glad. If you guys would like, we'll be having, you know, dinner around 8 tonight. Yeah. You're welcome to join.
Okay.
Excuse me.
I would like to apologize in advance. We don't, unfortunately, don't really have the means to have like a regular set schedule. So
that's totally fine.
Make meals as often as preferred.
You don't have to. I was just offering.
Okay. I appreciate the offer. I just wanted to let you know so you weren't like sad that we didn't show up and all that.
As this is happening, you notice that the husband is also wearing, she is just wearing like a plain white apron. The husband is wearing an apron with like a floral pattern on it, just in the background, just mopping the floor. Just squeak, squeak, squeak. Hi. Squeak, squeak. just going ham on the floor with a mop.
That's fantastic. I'm going to ask about the lighthouse.
Oh, the Harold, darling. Yes, and he comes walking over. Hi, name's Harold. What can I help you with? They're asking about the lighthouse, dude. Oh, yes. The lighthouse off the coast. It's about an hour's walk away. It's currently abandoned. I don't, you know, it was useful a couple years ago when we had a harbor, but that was wiped out in a great storm.
It's abandoned.
Yes, it's abandoned.
It's abandoned, you say.
Speak up.
It's abandoned, you say. Sorry.
Yes.
It's abandoned. Great. Okay. Do you guys know anything about this? The letter being slipped under our door.
Oh yes, we found that on our in our letterbox this morning. It was addressed to you guys.
Cool.
Does the letter have like a return address or just like?
No, it just said it, on the outside. Okay. It said new adventurers.
Okay.
I was wondering what it would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm gonna.
And just like it was like. A couple like the whole letter consists of a couple sentences just saying, could you please possibly come to the lighthouse? We need blah, blah, blah. Just requesting your presence.
Yeah.
Nothing special.
Eat my breakfast.
Yep. Same.
Sorry. I need to read my notes more often. It is a promise of payment.
Ooh. Love that. Yeah, I'm going to eat quickly and then head off to the town records person.
Okay,
hold on. Yeah. Really quickly, let's have a powwow.
Yeah.
So here's what I'm thinking. I would love to do the town things like Archmage and records and all that stuff first and then go to the lighthouse. However, I don't want to have to travel in the dark. So in my mind, it kind of seems like a better option because we have 2 weeks, supposedly, to go to the lighthouse first, figure out what the fuck is going on over there, and then come back, do Archmage and records. Because it's probably around noon.
Absolutely, right? A valid point. I agree, actually, now that I think about it.
Okay.
That. Yeah, no.
I think we should all three of us go to the lighthouse.
Absolutely.
Cool. Yeah, Silas? So it's Silas.
I've just been sitting here chomping some toast. Yeah, sounds like a great idea. Munch.
Can you repeat back to me what the plan is?
No.
Perfect. Anyways, doesn't matter.
Great.
If I knew,
totally paying attention,
I would tell you. No, I'm pretty sure we're going to the lighthouse.
No. That wasn't a Sebastian question. That was a in character Silas paying attention.
Well, Sebastian or just was also pretty fucking.
Or just
out.
Agreeing to things. Okay.
Awesome. Perfect. So, you guys off to the lighthouse?
Lighthouse.
Okay. You leave. The lady sends you along with some delightful homemade scones.
Oh.
They are almond and blueberry. So there's a couple almond scones and a couple blueberry scones.
Blueberry scones are fabulous. And I want to thank her.
I was going to say.
They're like the best.
She hands you the bag, she's like, oh, no problem. Like, pats your hand. She's very, very friendly.
Very gracious.
Husband in the background going ham with that mop. Just squeak, 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 squeak. Just perfect. Going ham back there.
Beautiful family.
Were the scones in a bag?
Yes. Little brown paper bag.
How many did we each got some?
6 scones total. 3 blueberry and 3 almond.
I want to take a scone out of the bag and just like raw dog it straight into my pocket.
It almost instantaneously
crumbles
city. It's a fucking disaster zone in your pocket. Anything that goes in this pocket now. Wait, what scone? Blueberry or almond?
Almond.
Oh, good.
Good.
Okay.
Good
I'm choice. Not a madman.
You anything that goes into this pocket is now going to get covered in bits of scone.
Perfect.
Cool.
Roche just like
but you smell phenomenal.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
Roche just gonna take out a crumb, munch on it.
It's fucking amazing. It has the healing properties of homemade food.
Nice. Roche sees this and just like puts her hands in her face and just shakes her head.
What? Okay, so you guys make your way out. As you walk out into the front yard, the two kids are fucking just going ham on each other with some sticks. Just you walk outside and they are beating the shit out of each other with sticks. Like siblings, just
how old are they?
They're like 10 and 8.
That's about right.
Yeah, right? Just
I'm gonna walk over.
Just going off.
I'm gonna crouch down and go, hey,
what? Sticks,
bam! No, sticks in hand. I take them. I go, hey.
Roll dexterity save.
Hey. Oh, fuck. Fuck. When you fail a dexterity saving throw, you can use your reaction to roll a d4 and add it to the save. So I got a 14. Is that a save or a fail?
You get smacked square.
I can add my d4.
They rolled a natural 20.
Okay.
Fucking somehow. So just, hey guys, just bam, bam, bam. Just clean in the forehead, several stick smacks.
Yeah.
Unintentionally. Like, sorry.
It's okay. You know, there's a way to do this where you only hit each other with you only hit each other's sticks. You don't have to beat the crap out of each other. Just saying. Just saying. Or you could use something it's more softer, fun this way. Softer maybe. Put Is it more- two boys?
Yeah, they're like two brothers. Hey, they're at least not like my friend, where me and my friend were using two chunks of aluminum.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Gear racks at work, Sebastian? Those black gear racks?
Yes.
Yeah, me and him were using those.
Yeah.
He was not very good. I was surprisingly fast.
Just gonna be like, hey, just saying.
Yeah.
Maybe one day someone's gonna get really hurt, and that's all. And
then I'm gonna... I don't think so.
Okay, that's fine. That's cool.
Okay.
You can keep beating the shit out of each other.
As soon as you say that, one of them starts chasing the other one across the yard.
Yeah. I tried and then realized that this is D&D.
And they're also just two young children.
Yeah.
Like, me and my brother did this.
In a fantasy world.
Less violently, but we did this. You've never sword fought with your sibling? Oh, wait.
We had lightsabers, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Me and my brother had wooden swords.
Yeah.
Our wands made out of black iron pipe.
We also went to the same Kung Fu studio, so like we'd just fight each other.
Oh, yeah, no.
My brother and I used to play this game called Dirt Clod Wars.
Oh, my gosh.
My parents were never home when this happened.
Have you seen Where the Wild Things Are?
Yes. That was one of my favorite books as a kid. But anyways, I was like little and he was big, like teenager. And we had like this fort in the back and I'd be in the fort and he'd be on top of the hill and we'd be like throwing dirt clods at each other. I could never throw it far enough. One day there was a rock in one of the dirt clods.
Ooh.
And then my, you know, parents found out because bruised and in the face and it was stopped after that.
Yeah. So just real quick on your way out, you guys make a quick stop by the post office. Rose mails a letter.
Yep. Sorry, guys.
And then you guys
research.
Just make your way to the lighthouse. It's about an hour's walk. As you make your way up the coast, the fog does not burn away. It gets progressively more and more cloudy. The temperature starts rapidly dropping, and it begins to rain and thunder and lightning.
Very, very frightening.
Galileo. And then you guys, as you're making your way down the coast, the weather getting progressively worse and worse and worse. You come across. It's a tall lighthouse, like you would expect. It's surprisingly tall, considering the lighthouse itself is like 250 feet tall. Huge building. And there's still actually a light going. Like, you can see the light slowly turning on the inside. It's out on some craggy rocks just off the coast, so it's not connected. And the weather is not spectacular. It is raining hard, thunder and lightning. But this is the lighthouse.
I'd like to do a perception check of, like, if there's any danger. Yeah, go besides, ahead. I mean, the crackly locks. If there's any people or any...
Yeah, go ahead.
Vampires.
Vampire.
That's an 8, so I don't see dick.
Don't see Jack Dick. Yes, down front.
Can I do one too?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Sebastian, you want to join in on the...
Sure. Does the lighthouse have its light on? Like, is it spinning?
Yeah, good. You can see the light, and it's really fucking
Is it like
bright.
One of those old, big-ass flame with a magnifier?
You got an 8.
Is yes. that a thing?
Yeah.
I feel like that, yeah.
Yeah. It's, you can... You got a what?
This many.
12.
Yeah, no, seems safe. Seems good. The sea's really choppy, and you have to, like, as you guys approach the lighthouse, you notice that the only way to get to it is a small rowboat. Because it is not connected to land. It's just out on a craggy rock in the ocean.
I hate that.
You're supposed to.
Okay.
But there's a small rowboat moored up on a tiny dock down on the beach.
About how far away is the lighthouse from the dock?
It's like a solid quarter to half mile.
Okay. I think we just need to row.
Are we mm-hmm. sending it?
Yep.
I'll row.
That's what I was going to suggest.
I'm strong.
Okay.
Strong.
Okay.
Strong boy. Strong
I'm not
going
to make you make any checks or anything, but it's not going to be fun.
No.
By the time you get to the lighthouse, your arms are on fire.
Yeah.
But you make it to the lighthouse. It is... just on this craggy bit of rock jutting up out in the middle of the ocean. There's a small set of stairs that go up the island, and you notice that all around you on the rocks, the surrounding lighthouse, are crashed boats and skeletons.
Lovely.
Yeah, lovely. Soup's lovely. It's awesome. Are you guys making your way up the stairs to the lighthouse?
See?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna make the joke. We've done it too many times.
Okay. You disembark the little boat, I'm assuming tied off, and you yep. walk up the
making my way downtown.
Walking fast.
I really enjoy that Daniel, like, every time this happens, he's the only one who doesn't realize it's about to happen. Can I do a perception check in the lighthouse, like for traps, or if there's people, or sign of people being here?
Do it.
Or maybe if the skeletons have anything on their body. Hey, 21 that time.
Nice! I mean, there's a lot of skeletons and wrecked ships, but otherwise, it's pretty fine.
Okay, so I'm just gonna...
The stairs are carved into the rock of the island itself.
Just walk up the stairs and
okay.
go in quietly
you
as possible.
You walk up to the stairs, and the stairs immediately end at the front door of the lighthouse. And the lighthouse itself is painted, like, red and white, spiral up the lighthouse.
Love it.
And there's just a small, simple wooden red door in front of you.
We're gonna sneak in, but maybe we should knock.
They definitely go for the knocking.
I'm gonna go
in
knock.
My opinion.
I'm gonna go for a solid knock.
You, what kind of knock on?
Yep.
It echoes a lot inside the building, but nothing else.
So then I'm just gonna open the door and be like, "Hello."
You open the door, and you open the door into this massive cavernous lighthouse. And it's dark in here, and it smells of mildew. It is cold, and it's not, as I have it written here, smells like you would expect, being an abandoned lighthouse
like
in the middle
smell.
Of the ocean.
That's a good smell.
Dank.
Mildew.
Like a damp smell.
Like a damp, salty, damp smell.
Like a cave type.
Yeah.
I love those smells.
It is dark as fuck in here.
I'm just going to look around and see if there's someone...
We got Audrey Sebastian. What are you up to?
I'm just gonna go hello,
and you get the hello. Sebastian,
hate.
Hello, lighthouse. My name is Xylus Ramsbottom. Bottom.
Essentially, down here on the bottom floor is a small kitchen. You know, just with the bare essentials, like your guys' place you're living in. A sitting room. There's a couple small high back chairs around a fireplace, and a small door, a couple doors that will lead to closets and a bathroom.
Is the fireplace lit?
No. And then around the lighthouse, like, you know, that goes up, is a staircase.
So there's only one room inside, but then you have a staircase on the outside that goes up.
Not on the outside of the lighthouse, like on the inside of the lighthouse,
okay.
Along the
okay.
wall. Circular.
I would like to go up the stairs.
Yeah, I'll fall behind.
All right.
Not really another option,
the tank.
Right?
Not really, no.
The tank.
I squishy.
As you guys make your way up the stairs, you will come to another equally big room, just not as tall. Because the main room was like 50 feet. The ceilings are like 50 to 100 feet up there. move these dimensions, it's going to be bad. Big room, big ceilings.
Yep.
As you ascend the stairs, you come to another room, slightly smaller, like a, I believe a library. It's a library slash study area, quite cozy. A couple tall leather chairs, some bookshelves, and a desk. That's about it. There's a globe in the corner.
I checked the globe for alcohol.
Oh, it's full of alcohol.
Sweet.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna pour myself a drink.
It is all empty. A lot of the bottles are shattered.
I'm going to do a perception check to see if there's like anything disturbed or anything.
Yeah, roll perception.
Is this the only other room? There's no...
There's more stairs that go up.
I would like...
Okay.
I would like to go up.
20. Not dirty 20.
Okay. It's looks like just a library slash study. That's nothing fair. Crazy.
Any tomes of research?
Oh, the library is quite extensive.
I'm going to grab some books about the area.
Look for vampires.
And vampires specifically.
It would take you a lot longer than... just a couple minutes.
I will come back to you, library. More important things.
Sebastian, do anything? Dwayne?
There's a Dwayne.
No, I'm not doing anything.
Okay. You guys ascend the second set of stairs, and it leads to a small hatch.
I open the hatch.
You open the hatch, and you find yourself at the very top of the lighthouse.
Yay.
Quite a large room. It's this big... it's the top of the lighthouse. It's this massive room surrounded entirely by glass. In the center of the room... is this really weird looking type of fire. Like it's on sitting on a pedestal, you know, with a mirror behind it slowly rotating around, is this weird kind of reddish gray chunk of meat that is burning.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Is it magic-y? Do I need to roll or can we just tell that's magic-y?
You can roll, Arcana.
Does it look like a heart?
Kind of.
Is it like a dragon's heart?
Yeah.
16.
It's the heart of a dragon. Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, because Caleb guessed it, right? You know that the hearts of dragons have been used in lighthouses because they will burn for centuries. And they make a very pure white light.
That's cool.
That is able to be seen for miles.
But there's no one else in this room?
Oh, as you...
I was going to go with the typical, like, hello?
Yeah, as you say, hello, you're... Hi! You hear a child's voice.
Like yeah, don't like that at all.
I don't like that. All right, yeah. Yep.
One sec.
Yep.
Shaw calling it now. It's a vampire child. That like is upset with her father and wants us to kill her father.
It's the Duke's daughter.
Duke's daughter, yeah.
What's the one in Adventure Time?
I didn't get my Barbie Jeep that I wanted for Christmas this year.
What's your like favorite?
Marceline.
Marceline. It's like Marceline.
Marceline the Vampire Queen. She's not a child. I mean, no, well,
but like the kid of.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, with Hambone. Anyways.
So you I just like you hear time. What did you? I messed it. What after you heard the voice? What did you do?
I didn't.
Oh, you
I
just kind of like standing there.
Yeah, we were. Waiting
I was like
for you.
Inside. I'm like.
You okay?
The voice of a child.
Yeah, you hear the voice. Hi, like voice of the child respond back. You guys are doing anything?
Look around.
Yeah.
Is there anybody around?
As you look around, you notice that at the base of the pedestal that the heart is on is a charred corpse.
Oh,
yeah,
that's worse.
Is it
than
the charred corpse that's talking?
No.
Can we hear where it's coming from?
It's just kind of coming from all around you.
We got a letter.
Oh! And then just kind of appearing out of nowhere, comes like this weird ethereal spirit. Just appears of a child, well, more like a teenager.
Okay.
And she comes floating down to you guys. It is a human girl. She looks about to be about 15 to 16. She's wearing a simple dress, but she looks real fucked up.
Oh.
She is like just from the ghost that you see, she is burned fairly badly and she is missing an arm.
Okay.
And she floats down in front of you guys with the cutter. Hi. You got my note?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Hi. My name is Macy Rachel Bumblegard. I need your help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How can we be of assistance?
She's like, yeah, I'm dead. It's my body. I was murdered.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that.
It wasn't awesome.
Yeah.
Being burned alive and having your arm cut off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing you want us to find your murderer?
Bingo.
Hey.
Yeah. I need you to find my murderer, like you said. His name is Grungle.
Mm-hmm.
He's a half-orc.
Sounds really terrible. Mm-hmm. That's always the name Grungle's not a great name.
Fun. Yeah. His name is Grungle. He's a half-orc businessman that lives in town. And I would like you to fucking kill him.
In Havencrest?
Yes.
Hmm. Okay.
I don't know if he's in town right now. He works for one of the local lumber companies. So he could be in either like Isildel or Kaylee.
This might be a sensitive topic. If you don't want to talk about it, that's totally fine. But why did he kill you?
So, I worked at one of the local taverns, the Tree's Canopy. He would come to the Tree's Canopy quite often with, people in the town, or maybe people from out of town, some like high ranking individuals, like royalty or government officials, and they would rent a room for the night and do their thing. And I discovered this one day when I accidentally walked in, and he was with the one of the governors of Isildel, and he didn't want me telling anyone, so he dealt with it in a rather violent way.
What exactly was their thing?
They were boning.
Oh,
yeah, he was. Yeah. And it wasn't just random people. It was some fairly powerful and high up individuals, men, women, married, unmarried, that kind of thing. Just whoever. And I think the individuals he was with and him also didn't want that information getting out. So he cornered me. He chased me here and points at dead body. So if you could kill this motherfucker, that'd be great.
I'm super down.
Absolutely.
Yeah, super down.
I just have like one, maybe two questions.
Yeah.
Obviously, we believe you're dead.
Yeah. But,
I mean, if we go into town and then this guy seems like a fairly powerful, well-known businessman and just kill him with no proof, we're going to get suspected.
Yeah.
Do you have any proof, or is there any like things that we could learn that like would reveal him as a bad guy?
Blackmail, basically.
Or something.
I mean, he might have something at his house.
Okay.
Or, listen, he killed me here not too long ago, and I mostly just want revenge so my spirit can move on.
Totally get it, totally.
Yeah.
We'll work it out. Okay. Totally on board. Seems like a scumbag. Yeah, so we'll get it done.
Your second question?
That was pretty much it. That was my line of thinking.
Okay.
Because if you had any proof, my second question was like, where would we find it? And you said this house, so I think that's...
Bottom line, I want him dead.
I understand.
Yeah.
Do you maybe have any, like, family in town?
I do. My mom lives in town.
So when we kill him, do you want us...
Just bring his head or something back to me to prove that he's dead.
You don't want us to, like, talk to your mom at all?
No, it's fine. She
okay.
She knows I'm dead.
Well, yeah, but we could be like, hey, we killed the motherfucker.
You could, if you want to, yeah.
Okay. What is your name?
Oh, Macy Rachel. Yeah. Macy Rachel, right. Bumbleguard.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would just like to say, if we embark on this quest, which we are leaning towards, obviously, would be the most justified killing I've ever done.
We'll give you 250 gold each, too.
Even more justified.
Listen, I know how adventurers work.
Silas stands up very straight.
Yeah.
Silas is very excited.
So, is there any like a description besides half orc so we know we got the right target?
Yeah. He's a red half orc, probably standing around 6'5", 6'8". He's missing one of his tusks. His name's Grungle. He normally dresses. He's a local salesman for one of the lumber companies, so he dresses fairly well most of the time.
Perfect.
Not exactly what I would call a hardy adventurer type.
Now a follow-up question.
Yeah?
Just because maybe a little morbid, but do you care how we kill him? Or do you want him to know that the reason why he's dying is because you hired him?
Yeah, I want him to know the reason he's dying.
And any preference to...
Just kill him.
Okay.
Violently, preferably.
Our speciality.
Yes?
Again, you don't have to answer this if you don't want to. How did he kill you?
He trapped me here in the lighthouse, chased me up here. He threw some sort of potion on me that lit me on fire. And then from what I remember, he started hacking at me.
So spells and melee, got it.
Yikes.
Okay. Or potions or whatever. Okay. Yeah. Ah, okay.
Right. He works out of a company in Cresthaven, but he pretty often makes trips down to Kaylee, okay. Isladel, and Solora. So
is this how we go to Solora, Daniel?
Yes, it is. This might be the way I was going to introduce you to all the cities.
Yay!
Thank you for listening to Attention Deficit and Hyperactive Dragons, ADHD. My name's Sebastian. I played Xylus Ramsbottom.
I'm Caleb, and I played Rose. Thank you for listening. Hope you had a good time.
I'm Audrey, and I played Vel. And I hope you enjoyed the sound of our voices in your earballs.
I'm Daniel. I'm the Dungeon Master. Thank you for listening. Please rate and review if you can on your podcast listening app. I know we're putting it on more of them.
They are now. The podcast is now on every possible app our hosting service allows it to be on.
Beautiful.
So that's cool.
Yes. That was all.
Relevant links are in the description.
Yeah, relevant links are in the description.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
I love